I got a big fat belly, I got a big broad ass, and I can fuck in Maine with real good class. Talking about fucking, talking about grinding, baby, all night long. And I can do it to you, honey, until the cow come home.
Yeah, it's the boy LPH, aka Tar Heel 192. You know, just calling in. Give a shout out to my man King Germ. Also, reminding the people that's all right ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? But y'all check out this forecast every week from these niggas.
Yo, Shorty, aka Good Kid Ratchet City. I just called to say congratulations on forecast. Once again, y'all still ain't shit though. God bless. Congratulations, Nappy Afro, Fro Nation.
I met a little boy that resembled my features. Nappy Afro, gap in his mouth, hand me down sneakers.
NappyAfro.com, bitch.
This your boy Thekka Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. When I sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuning into the dopest podcast in the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the Black Al Bundy, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now, for all you lazy, inconsistent podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off to show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. All right, now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC. A.K.A. Bipolar Mom, A.K.A. I Hear No One, A.K.A. My Cups Runneth Over, A.K.A. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, A.K.A. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite A.K.A. of them all, Your Grade Is Your Motherfucking Greed, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We really would appreciate it. We also got a voicemail we can call at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also got a Patreon where you can support all things Nappy Afro, get behind the scenes exclusive content that you can only get on the Nappy Afro Patreon. And if you join the Patreon, you get shouted out like our latest Patreon. His name is, I'm going to say Gary. I'm just going to make up a name. No, I'm going to get it right. Sorry. I got to get it right. Yeah, his name was Gary. See, I was right. You could be just like Gary. Get shouted out on the show. and you know what I'm saying? Get all the good stuff that's at the Nappy Afro Patreon, man. And then the easiest way that you can support is by sharing it, retweeting it, reblogging it, adding it to your story. Tag us in the story so we can give you your props. Just like Ruler Myself, he always showing love. Thank you, Ruler Myself, spreading the word. And you could be just like Ruler Myself and spread the word and tell everybody about the show. So, Queen Jern, how's your week?
It's all right. Back at work, people with the bullshit. Thought that the savage life would stop. After people done experience, you know, the coronavirus, maybe y'all want to be a little more tidy. I don't understand how you could call yourself a lady when you go in the bathroom and you're doing the things that you're doing. Like, some shit is for the house. It ain't for the job. Like, I shouldn't have to walk in the bathroom and your pocketbook on the floor and you doing what you're doing in here. Like,
what you doing? Using the bathroom?
The point is...
Oh, I thought she was doing some extracurricular or something.
I mean, I hope not. I don't know. Okay. She wasn't moaning and groaning, so I don't think she was doing anything like that. But the point is, we are in the corona era. Mm-hmm. Personal spaces, you know what I'm saying, shared spaces like that, it ain't for nothing extra. Yeah. So if you can't drop it and go, it ain't one of them for the job. Mm. You really got to abide by some real stringent rules at this point. I don't want to use the bathroom after you done got that comfortable in the bathroom. I mean, because your bodily fluids, I don't even want to be two stalls away from whatever that was you was doing down there. Mm. But it's just like, and my bladder ain't worth shit, okay? So me going to the bathroom, I already probably waited too late before I went there. So for me to see you there, now I got to turn around, go downstairs to another bathroom. I'm already pissed. So I'm
you
just like,
pissed.
Well, I wasn't pissed on myself. I didn't. I held it, so shut up. But nonetheless, I was able to make it safely to a clean facility and do what I needed to do. But I'm just not ready to be back in there with other people. Because when I was going to work...
And nobody was in the building.
And nobody was there. It was lovely. Because I could do what I wanted to do in there. The cleaning person coming in clean. And every day, I can use the same stall. I didn't have to worry about it.
The tissue was where you left it at.
Exactly.
You
know, everything was
folded perfectly. I'm like, see, nobody's been in here.
Been in there. And shit done changed. And I mean, and it's worse because of the fact that now I got to share spaces with people, which I already knew before Corona was nasty. Yeah. So it don't make me feel good knowing that y'all motherfuckers back in the building. When y'all was on y'all hiatus, y'all should have stayed. It's some kind of way y'all need to figure out how y'all can continue to work from home. But, you know, other than that, I guess I'm all right.
Yeah. Minus the bullshit, life's great.
Yeah,
they say.
Always.
Well, my week, got some bad news today at work. We're cutting the abbreviated schedule out starting on Monday. So starting on Monday, I'll be back working a full 40-hour work week. So I'm hoping for an outbreak. You know what I'm saying? So,
just don't get it.
Yeah. I don't want to get the outbreak. I just want the outbreak to go through the job where they say, hey, we ain't ready to have all y'all back on campus again. Like, let's stagger it out. Y'all do what y'all got to do. Because, you know, I was kind of enjoying getting off at like 2:30 every day. And that shit was amazing. And I knew the day was going to come. And finally.
I mean, I'm trying to understand. You were supposed to be prepared for this.
Yeah. So I might just stay to 5 the rest of this week, just kind of prime my body for it.
There's no need to do that.
So it won't be just a shock on Monday when it hits me at 2:30 and I'm not going home and I still got another 2 hours of work to do. And it's. But I will get my TV watching back up again because it ain't going to be much to do. And don't think you're going to get a lot of work done out of me past 3 o'clock. I'm just going to go ahead and
tell
them.
Well, there's going to be a whole lot of motherfuckers that ain't going to get no work out of.
Yeah.
Because now that people getting back to work, them ones who had really had very little to do and was still collecting their check, and now you got to go back 100%, it's going to be a little learning curve. Because some of y'all niggas probably done forgot your passwords and shit.
What? You got to reset plenty passwords.
Yeah. So
access key ain't working no more.
It's going to be very interesting up at the job.
So, you know, a lot of people going to say, oh, I'm not able to come back. I'm at risk or whatever the look.
Oh, yeah.
I got some at-risk people in my house. And, you know, I don't want to go back. Because y'all been sitting at home for 5 months.
Yeah, I'm about to say 5 months.
5 months.
It's been almost a half of a year.
Because we went on spring break around March 13th.
And we just coming back.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Mm.
It's not a good look for the sorry motherfuckers.
Well, enough of that. Let's go ahead and get to this outline. Well, the biggest topic of the week, man, I know you heard about it all last week. Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B released their song called WAP, WAP. And it's an acronym for Wet Ass Pussy. And this song released with a video and the internet lost its mind. You had one side of people that was saying like, yo, this is some bullshit. And then you got another side of people saying that, hey, this shit is amazing. You know, this is empowering. This is women taking over. You know what I'm saying? So, Queen Germ, as a woman, how do you feel about this song?
I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
Not the answer I was expecting from you. What do you love about it?
I mean, it's a good song.
It's a good song?
I mean, if you listen to them lyrics, it make you want to shake your ass.
It's a dope beat. I give you the beat. Yeah.
It makes you
want to. Because it got the house.
It got
a house jump to it. So, I get the beat.
But
some of the
lyrics, what's wrong with it? Cause she's talking about getting her pussy ate.
Yeah,
cause she's talking about
that's not the first time
talking it in the garage.
That's not the first time we heard nasty, raunchy lyrics. But
so, what you mad for?
I'm not mad about it. I just feel like it is a time and place for everything.
So why? Because y'all got a black movement. Now y'all
want to say that the black
people can't express it.
Exactly.
That's you all are the wrong type of black
no,
people.
No, I'm not the wrong type. I just feel like in one breath, I mean, not saying that you cannot do both of these things. In one breath, we saying, hey, find Breonna Taylor Killers, who we still have not arrested Breonna Taylor Killers. And then in the next breath, we're saying, hey, wet ass pussy. You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is, and before y'all people kill me for this, listen, I understand. I grew up in the nastiest era of rap. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing is this. Yes, we did have nasty music, but our nasty music wasn't on the radio.
It don't matter.
Our nasty music wasn't being pumped into our kids.
I mean, it's not for kids, but your parents got to be.
Thank you. It's not for kids.
Yeah, but parents got to be parents.
I understand that. Because
if you ain't watching your kids downloading and listening to anything they want to listen to right now.
So you think your daughter listened to WAP?
She has, and we had a conversation about it.
And what conversation did you have with your daughter
about
this?
Was the fact that she said it was very vulgar, and she said that it was a nasty song, because I was like, do you think that I should put that on my list of tracks for my birthday party? She was like, oh, no, that's not a good song. Because that song is nasty.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
I am so... She just don't understand. She just warmed my heart on the inside. But go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, can I? But it's just like, to me, people got to respect art.
Is it art?
It is. And my thing is, shit, a woman's body is art. If you think you like fucking a woman, hell, you should find this type of stuff appealing. I mean, it's not like you going to play it in front of your grandma or your mama, but at the same time, you can enjoy
these
listening
grandmas
to
grandmas out here playing it now. What you talking about? These grandmas 30 years old.
Well, whatever. All I'm saying
these grandmas were out here talking about they got some WAP.
We ain't.
A lot of y'all women lying. A lot of y'all ain't got no WAP.
They might have some WAP. That's some whack ass pussy. That's
got. Yeah, some whack ass pussy. You right.
They might have a different type of WAP.
Some wolf ass pussy because it's Corona. You ain't shaved or nothing
don't
like
do
that.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
They can put something on it now.
Ladies, I heard Magic Shave work wonders, ladies. It's just like a waxing.
They can go to Sally's Beauty Supply and go in and get them a little something to
but go ahead keep
there.
Let's keep going but, back defend your WAP.
I don't have to because defend my it. WAP speaks for itself.
No defend the song, your love of the song WAP.
But I mean, I like it because it's a good song. It's a grooving song. My thing is, people, you can't get so trapped up in a moment that you lose focus on everything else that's out there, because it's just like everybody who talking about the Blackest King thing. I was supposed to be watching it with my child today. Didn't get to watch it. So next week I'll be able to tell y'all what we think about it. But it's just like, you can't get caught up in just one thing. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things going on in the world.
Yes.
So you can't get mad at me because right now I want to express myself and I feel like I've been working on this song for a while and I want to drop this song. I shouldn't have to wait till next year this time because we in the midst of a pandemic. We in the midst of a Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes.
Now I can't fucking talk about my pussy. My pussy is the reason why Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives came out of a wet-ass pussy. So what you mad for, I don't know. I don't know.
Again.
It's a great song.
It's not
the
a great
lyrics
song.
Lyrics are good.
No, they're not.
The music, the beat is good. You can't deny that. That's a banger. When we get back in the clubs, that song is going to be in heavy rotation.
I doubt it.
I'm just,
but
I'm
all
just
I'm saying
you.
Is this. They're okay, now, like I said, I feel like I have. If you want to listen to the song, listen to the song.
I've listened to it several times.
I just feel like the timing is a little off because
what time would you like it to be?
Look, a lot of the male artists are not dropping their music because they know the timing is off, so they're letting the females go out, the
you
ladies go out there. Look,
it's all propaganda.
So look, Megan and them dropped their wet ass pussy just last 2 weeks ago. We had City Girls dropping what Pussy Talk. You know what I'm saying? So. The ladies, you know what I'm saying, you know, they're out there, you know, doing what they got to do, even in a time where we feel like, I just feel like I said, call me old fashioned. Like I said, y'all can have y'all fun. I just don't feel like...
It's not fair.
The timing
because,
is off.
Okay, because a man decided no, they were going to hold their shit. Now we got the whole lot of shit. No, the
you
fuck,
ain't got
we
to
don't.
Hold it. It's
no,
just
we
that
don't. And
it,
in the kind would, of music it, that you put out there, if you a raunchy ass... celebrity, mm-hmm. That's what the fuck you put out. You so now you want Cardi B to make some conscious music? That ain't what the fuck she do. Well, so what you mad for?
But on the flip side, this music is being applauded. It's been applauded as feminism and groundbreaking and stuff like this.
I mean, I wouldn't say groundbreaking, but yes, it goes on the terms of the feminism. But you gotta love yourself and love your body and be okay with what's going on, because it don't matter if I'm naked. It don't matter if I got a dress on to my ankle. Yeah. I should be respected. I should be somebody that.
And I'm with that all, but I just don't feel...
It ain't about timing. We ain't got to worry about timing right now. Because right now, if we stop doing everything, niggas stop burning shit down. Did they give us anything? No. Did they do anything for us? No. All they telling you is to send your churn back to school, and whoever died.
With a wet-ass pussy. That's what they're saying.
Hey, they ain't saying nothing about sending them to school with a wet-ass pussy.
That's what they want you to do.
Hey, if that's how they go, that's how they go.
But I just don't feel like music now is marketed towards the youth, and the youth see more. It's not like it was different with us. Like, it was different. You know, we had, the radio didn't have, you know, we had some sickening nasty music on the radio. I remember the Luke song that was so nasty. It was called like the pussy. It was a Luke song. They didn't even have the pussy something. It was called. It was so nasty they couldn't even play the words. They just played the instrument on the radio. You know what I'm saying? But that stuff, like I said, we didn't have songs. We had nasty songs. Luke wasn't on the radio. Suck that dick, throw that dick. All that shit wasn't on the radio. Like, you could hear it, but it wasn't thrown on to you on the radio. They got wet ass gushy playing on the radio right now.
Yeah. That's as well as should be.
So now we got 9-year-old girls that wear that. Like, I mean,
y'all singing R&B songs talking about putting pussy in something. True. And just because they slowed the shit down.
Artistically done.
Just because they slowed it down, that made it all right. It didn't make it all right. Because you played it on the radio. The churn singing the lyrics.
One difference is something dancing like we naked. Ooh, you know, I can't help it. Girl, you're making it hard for me. Like, that's artistically done.
Yeah, but that's still.
But that sounds the same thing. Oh, my dick hard. I stick it like my dick hard in a iron or whatever. And, you know, little stuff like that. Yes, but it's artistically done. I just feel like that song, I mean, it was just like over the top, like raunchy. Like, it was like they was trying to push the envelope to like, yo, I think they were purposely trying to get this dialogue that they're getting now. They wanted to make a song that was going to get people talking. I think they went aggressively over the top with it. Just to get this kind of response. You know what I'm saying? Just so, you know, two podcasts are sitting here talking about it. And then we're not the only podcast that's going to talk about it. You got some doing breakdowns of it, some doing deep dives. But I just want to know, because I have a woman co-host. I want to know how you felt about the song. And you blew my mind away and said you was okay with it.
Yeah, I'm very okay with it. I love it. I love it. I mean, and my thing is, people just need to really get a grip. Like, you can't be that pressed about somebody talking about their pussy, and you should enjoy it. That's the piece of your body that you get a good bit of pleasure out of. So some people, maybe not.
Some people give them bad pleasure. The ones that got herpes and burning and shit, don't give them no pleasure. Shoot.
If that's what they wop is, then hey, that's what it is.
A medicated ass pussy.
Well, all I can tell you is,
they got a map.
If you got some good pussy, and you know that it should be celebrated, listen to the song. Play the song. If you had some wet-ass pussy, listen to the song. Enjoy the song. So, therefore, it is a song that is for grown people only.
Okay. Even if
your child happens to hear it, they're a teenager or whatever, y'all might need to have a conversation.
You do.
Because it's about that time.
Yes.
And so, it's just one of those things. You gotta grow. If you're a parent, you got to be willing to grow with your kids. And like I tell people all the time, I thank God I turned out as good as I did, because my parents didn't give me a whole lot of information. They let it be known that they could think for me. I ain't have to do nothing. Just do what I tell you. And that's how I was. But a lot of kids nowadays, you can't parent like that. You can't scare them enough. They always want to be inquisitive. They want to know what's going on. So you got to do what's best and try to, you know what I'm saying, keep up with the times, in the sense of making sure that your children are aware of the do's and the don'ts, and that they trust you enough to have those conversations, because if they listen to their friends, they're going to experience a whole lot of stuff that you don't want them to do.
I ain't lying, because them friends and older cousins will teach your kids everything you didn't want them to know.
And then some.
Yeah, and then some. Like, wow. So, let me ask you a question. So, since you're a champion, do you feel like this is empowering, this video is empowering to women?
I mean, not necessarily empowering. Now, we ain't gonna.
So, do you think raunchy music is like, with women taking, making the music, like, when the women make music like this, is this empowering? Because it, like, a lot of us men are confused about this. Because we see some women saying that this type of music is empowering. Like, how is it empowering?
My thing is this.
Okay.
Women are different.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like every group has, you know what I'm saying, a subgroup, subcategory, subcommunity, whatever you want to call it. So you can't suggest that because I think it's good or I like it, that the next person gonna like it.
Okay.
Because a lot of females,
don't say, you know, females, what I'm saying, women.
Okay, whatever. Because I identify with females. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know why y'all want to make it derogatory.
Listen, it's not me.
Okay,
it's
all
y'all.
I'm telling you
it's
is
y'all.
This. No.
Because they say female just means you're a female version of...
Yeah. Okay,
know.
And I don't need no more. Because I'm talking, that should tell you that I'm a damn human.
Okay,
so,
but I mean, well, it's 2020. You can identify with anything.
I could, and I don't.
Okay.
I identify as a woman.
Let's just clear it up for our listeners. Let's just say women.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm just telling you that everybody don't have to identify with every little piece of terminology out there.
Right.
But nonetheless, me being a black woman in America, I have been exposed to all kinds of levels of discrimination and things.
Okay.
And
allegedly.
Not allegedly. This is my real life.
I got you.
But the fact is, you can't put somebody in a box. And that's for anybody. Men, women, whoever. Because some women going to feel, they're going to be mad. They're going to say, this is the reason why we can't get the respect that we want or whatever. The people can't take us seriously because when y'all out here making music like this, it makes us look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got other people who going to feel like, okay, it's to be celebrated. Celebrating the female body. Celebrating that you enjoy having sex. Women can enjoy sex. Sex is not just for us to have babies.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's for animals to just have babies.
We are animals. We
I'm
are
talking
mammals.
About lower level animals. They don't, you don't have, I mean, shit, they probably enjoy it.
No.
They probably do.
They only have sex to mate. We're the only mammals that have sex for enjoyment.
And therefore, we doing it right.
Fix your headphones. I can't take you seriously with the things
I have a
there.
Ponytail in my head, nigga.
Okay.
So please, do the damn show and stop worrying about my fucking headphones.
I'm sorry.
That shit don't matter.
I was sitting there trying to talk to you, the things was sliding
you
down.
With the bullshit.
I'm sorry.
It's
but
time
yeah.
to go to bed.
No, it's not. We got to get into this because it...
Like I said, I made it simple.
Okay.
Everybody ain't the same. So don't start trying to make it a generalized conversation. If you want to know what I think, just accept what I think. I can't speak for other people in the world.
Okay, and I mean, that's...
But I'm just saying, not you per se.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying...
You were saying it with your chest, though. So
I was, because you're frustrating me at this point.
I got
And
you.
I need the listeners to understand it. I need you to understand it. All I'm saying is, when it's a topic like this, when it has to do with... People want to say, you know, gender equality and all of this stuff. We have the right to feel how we feel. If it's a song that we think glorifies our body, glorifies who we are, sing it. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it.
Did you see the video?
Yes, I did.
How
did
you feel about the video? You didn't think the video was like...
It wasn't bad. I liked the gold ass on the wall and all that. Yeah.
So you was all in on this. You sliding all your chips in the
table.
Only
thing I didn't really care for was the 80s hairdo. Like, it was in the middle of a bap. That's what it was, because I guess how they came up with the...
Babs and WAP. Let me ask you a question. Did you feel any way about the Kylie Jenner feature in the video?
I wasn't a fan.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, but I let them
have
it.
A lot of people was upset about that. They was just like, they could have picked anybody.
They could have, and they, you know, that was just a publicity stunt, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, she has a lot of fans.
Fans, yeah, so that's why
she in the video, then, you know, her fans going to watch to tune in, and hey... That's what you want to
download the song and all that.
I mean, I just feel like in the video was like, again, it was just too much. Like, you could have done a little bit less and it would have been better. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cardi B.
But see, that's the thing. Y'all want to silence her.
I'm not silence her. I'm just saying, like,
you can't
hear
me my tone.
It just looked trashy. It looked trashy at a point. That's all I'm saying. Like, it was like.
But y'all the same niggas. Who will fuck them same trashy broads? So to me, don't call me trashy if you'll take me home. That's just what
I mean,
I'm saying.
It's different. It take you home at 2 o'clock a.m. or 2
it don't
o'clock
matter.
p.m.
You still the same dick that I fucked 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
my grandma and mama, they might see you.
But if you're at your grandma and your mama house at 2 o'clock with me,
hey man, it's New York City, man. It's expensive, man. Hey. It's expensive living New York. You live in certain cities. You got. I mean, listen. Speaking on that, we're gonna pause this WAP conversation real quick. Now you saying so you couldn't deal with a nigga that still lived at home? Let's say I live in a city where it's $3,000 rent a month.
You need to get a better job.
Are you serious? Are you some B Simone shit?
Purr. So I mean that.
A man
that, we too old for you to be living with your mama and your grandma.
Okay, what if I got a roommate?
Sir.
What if I got a roommate? Me and my dog. We busting this rent down. What if it's three? This rent is $5,000 a month.
It's three of y'all in here.
Yes, sir.
Four of y'all in here. Yeah, y'all in a four bedroom.
We in a four bedroom and it's four of us in here. Mm-hmm. We living like college kids. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like where's the privacy?
I got my own room.
Wow.
What do you mean? We all adults here.
Exactly, and I don't need nobody to see me coming and going. I don't need nobody hearing me moaning and groaning. I don't need all that.
We all adults here.
I don't need no audience.
We all adults here. Nah, I turn the music on. Mm-mm. I got the sock on the doorknob. They know some company in there, so they need to have their headphones on. Uh-uh. We got a whole system worked out around
here. I won't be there. Once I come in, the
so that's acceptable for women, but not for men.
It's not acceptable for nobody.
Yes, it is. If you live in expensive, I can see you live somewhere where the rent is cheap. But if you live somewhere like Oakland, San Francisco,
New York City, LA, choices in life.
It's expensive to live.
Okay, and so you don't think that if the cost of living is high, that people ain't getting paid?
But if I got roommates, that means I got more money to spend on you.
No, you don't.
Yes, like I'm still in my job where I'm making X amount of dollars a year, but I just got a roommate, so therefore I'm cutting down on the expenses of living. I'm cutting down threefold.
And you know what that tell me? If we was to get together for real,
what's that?
That mean that I got to be chipping in on a whole lot of stuff.
No, you don't.
Clearly, you have become accustomed to breaking bills down. You ain't going to be paying nothing. You're going to be going to 50-50
everything. If me and you get together, then we're going to go 50-50. What's wrong with going 50-50?
What type of nigga is you?
Like the meme said.
I got my check, so if a nigga fuck around.
Like the meme said. How you don't want to bust no bills down 50-50, but when we get divorced, you won't have. How is that possible?
Because that's how y'all government done set that shit up.
No. But still.
The rule wouldn't have been there if a motherfucker didn't put it on the books. That's all I'm saying.
The books was written because women weren't working. Women didn't have nothing. Exactly. But now them books need to be rewritten.
Oh, well, you tell the people to call your congressman. But that ain't my problem.
So you ain't.
That ain't my problem.
Come on, man. That's crazy. But getting back to the WAP. We gonna go.
We don't need to talk about the WAP because I done said what I said. The song is good.
But it's more the we're looking at the cultural aspect of
The cultural aspect is as black people we can still live.
So how do you feel with Cardi B being she's embracing her blackness on this song?
My thing is this: I'm not really a Cardi B fan.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying on the whole idea of a song like this. Yes, it's edgy, it's catchy, it's whatever. But at the same time, I mean, even with the what you call it? The little Kardashian chick. I mean, I'm not crazy about none of them people. Mm. All I'm saying is if you're going to look at it, you got a variety of different women. You got a black woman. You got somebody supposed to be...
She's Dominican.
You got a white woman. So I guess they're trying to reach everybody to let you know we in this together. We women. Yeah. Whatever. So if they playing that tune to that audience... I feel like you touching everybody. You reaching everybody. You got little example of everybody out there.
I just don't think this is the unite song that we needed. That's all I'm saying. This can't be the uniting song. The WAP.
It can be whatever.
Wet-ass pussy is the song that
because we all got one. The women, that's what makes us women, is we got a pussy. So whether it's wet or dry,
I can't wait for the transgenders to come out and say something bad about this video.
Nobody cares because I don't want to care about what they're saying.
I want them to come out and say, hey, they're offended by this video because, pussy doesn't get wet.
And that's not my problem.
And this is not right to all women. So, yes, transgenders, do your job. Come out here and protest wet-ass pussy.
Y'all better go to sleep because that's some bullshit. Because your pussy ain't wet, that mean it ain't a pussy.
Stop it. Well, what you tell me to the woman that pussy can't get wet no more?
You better go buy something then. It's still wet.
A lot of y'all women lying because lube still selling off the motherfucking shelf. So some of y'all shit ain't wet as it is because it's still selling lube. So I don't want to see all y'all. Look, seen a whole bunch of women get drunk. They just started posting that shit. And I was just like, this need to stop. Like, this is
I
not
mean, you
good.
A hater.
I'm
you
not
a
hater.
Hater. Yes,
I'm,
you are.
I'm just old, I guess. I'm just old. I'm a hater and I'm just old, man.
You
so.
A hoe. That what you was going to say?
No. Hater and old, not a hoe. I've never been a hoe.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's I'm just asking.
Thing.
That's what it sounds
like.
Not
my
you
thing.
Said.
Not my thing.
If you say so.
Just being real. Well, since Queen Germ doesn't want to talk about the WAP anymore, she says
I mean,
she's.
I'm just saying. I said what I said.
And she's
the song
she's all
is,
in the
words of Tony the Tiger, it's great.
Oh, man.
Yes, it is. So put it out there.
Well, speaking of putting it out there. We had a versus battle last week. We had Ross versus 2 Chainz, and I kind of, you know, it went the way I expected. Ross, to, you know, he the catalog was too deep, but, you know, 2 Chainz did show up. You know, first, like, 2 Chainz kind of got on my nerves a little bit because first it was a contest, a competition. Then it was, oh, this ain't no competition. I'm not trying to match song for song with him. I'm just playing my hits. And then the next day, you know, you all talking about, man, I had studied his whole catalog. So which one was it? Was it a competition? Was you just playing your songs? Or was you studying the man catalog? So it had to be some type of competition for you to game plan 2 Chainz. And I just feel like you could have came with some better music. But you was going against Ross. Ross, like I said, I mean, deeper in the game. My favorite part was when Ross, he changed his clothes a couple times. He was getting a massage during the battle. You know, Ross just, he out-swagged 2 Chainz. You know, 2 Chainz kind of, you know, he bought some strippers out there. You know, got some points for that.
Oh,
you
he gets points for strippers, but I mean, we get no points for WAP.
The song, okay. The song he was playing, I Love Them Strippers, he actually had strippers out there.
Okay.
So, you know, he gets points for that. Yeah. And it was tastefully done. It wasn't, you know, talking about spitting in my mouth and none of that stuff. You know, none of that crazy, wild stuff. You know what I'm saying? Would you let a man spit in your mouth?
Depending on who he is.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Anyway, so that got me thinking. Mm-hmm. The versus series. If you could see a versus battle, which one would you want to see? Any cross genres. It don't matter. You know, I know you're going to pick, I want to see Yolanda Adams versus John P. Key. That'll be amazing.
Now you want to be an asshole.
No, come on.
I'm trying to think.
So come on, give me somebody. Two musicians. I mean, these two, it could be any cross, any genre.
I mean, my favorite is Fantasia, so I'm trying to think about who would I want to pair her up with.
Fantasia got 20 songs?
Don't do that.
I'm just saying
you being an asshole again.
I'm just
like,
saying they
got to
have
to. Ask me to go along with your bullshit.
And I'm asking you a question.
I would have to say she has more than 20 songs.
Okay, all right.
Just... I mean, she has multiple albums.
All right.
So I'm not understanding why would you even think that. And she comes from your home
state. I love Fantasia.
Clearly you don't.
I love Fantasia.
If you come in,
I just asked, does she have
like
20 good songs? Does
yeah,
she have 20
she
songs
does.
That she can play?
If she can open her mouth, she can sing anything.
Okay, so Fantasia versus...
I guess we'll keep it in American Idol, so we'll do what the girl name is.
Jennifer Hudson. Now, she definitely don't have 20 songs.
She might not.
She might have seen that Dream Girl song 4 fucking times in the back.
You ask me who I want to see go back to back, who go head to head. Shoot. So, Fantasia, Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
So, who you got, nigga, since you got so much to say?
I would go with the battle that would never happen, Wayne versus Jay-Z. That'll be a dope one. You know what I'm saying? Just to see, like...
And why you don't think it'll happen?
Because they're both egos. Wayne, you know, Wayne is on another planet. You know, he's... I don't know what's going on with Wayne. You know, Jay-Z, he too cool for school. So it'll never happen. But Wayne versus Jay-Z would be the perfect one for me. You know, so just to see how it would go down. If it was a group versus, I'll probably have, like, Outkast versus, like, maybe Tribe Called Quest. Mm. That'd be dope to see them two, you know, groups. R&B. Ooh. It'd be like Bobby versus New Edition.
No.
Why not? That'd be dope. Bobby versus New Edition. Yes. Like, put y'all 20 hits up against my 20 hits. Let's go. Bobby versus New Edition. So, yeah, that's what I like to see.
Okay.
You know. Any other ones you could think of?
I mean, like with the young girls. I mean, see if Lil' Kim got anything left in her. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who Kim I versus, put up against.
I mean, she got to go against Nicki Minaj.
Well, I guess.
Look, Kim versus Nicki.
To put it to rest.
Nicki will bury that girl, man. That'd be sad, bro. That'd be sad. Like, yeah, that'd be a good one, actually. Queen versus the queen.
So they say.
Ooh. Nicki versus Kim. Make it happen with Nicki. She's with child now.
So now she can't be doing that.
Yeah. Well, if you got any interest in versus battles, let us know in the comments, man. You know, we like seeing it. Call in. Do something like that.
Yeah, call in.
Well, this is something that's near and dear to my heart. They're talking about canceling college football this season. And, you know, the only reason why I'm really upset because the Gators, we were set to have a real good team this year. But I fucking understand because these kids are not getting paid. And the NCAA is trying to make up for lost revenue by using the football guys. You didn't have the NCAA tournament last year, so you lost a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? That's your money maker. It didn't happen. And so now the NCAA is at a short of cash. They having a cash shortage, and they're trying to figure out ways to make it back. And they're trying to make it off the back of these kids to get $0. They get this fictional, mythical college scholarship that could be worth $0. It could be worth, you know, $400,000. It just depends on what you make of it. But if I'm going to school to play football, I'm not going to school to be no fucking engineer. So if this shit don't work football, I'm going to be working in enterprise, renting cars to people, a former football player. That's what the fuck they do. They work at car salesmen, they work in enterprise. I don't know what it is about enterprise, but they hire all the ex-athletes. Like, if you go to enterprise,
pick you up.
Yeah, if you go to enterprise and you look, you're like, damn, my motherfucking dude rented my car, got a thick-ass neck. Oh, that nigga used to play locally at the school close to y'all. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just being honest. Yeah, got the thick neck. So, I just feel, you know, but I see the SEC and the ACC and the Big 12, they have not canceled their season. As of now, at the time of recording, the Big 10, the Pac-12, they moved their season, said no fall football. They're going to try to do it in the spring. SEC, ACC, Big 12 ain't said shit. It's rumor going around that the SEC and they're trying to come up with one big super conference just to play for this one season. And, you know, anybody that want that you, if you can afford to play, to pay for all the little testing and stuff, you can have a team this year. So this is what the rumors is going around. You know, the SEC, they're going to go ahead with football. And this is kind of fucking disappointing to see that
they're going to put the kids in jeopardy because there's too many people in the states that you're talking about in the SEC. Georgia and Florida having a whole lot of bullshit popping off just with the high schoolers. And, you know what I'm saying? The regular K-12 going back to school.
Yeah.
So if y'all can't manage that shit, you really think... I believe that a kid going to college is going to be any more, you know what I'm saying?
Because these college kids ain't stopped eating ass. They still eating ass, and that's the COVID going to spread. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If y'all stop eating ass for 30 days, we might can beat this shit.
You think so?
I'm telling you. So y'all stop. Stop. Wear your mask and stop eating ass. Simple as that.
Is it?
Yes. Lee. And y'all going to put these college kids, they ain't seen each other in months. It's about to be crazy. Like, the ones that's on campus, you think these kids going to stay in their dorms, stay in their rooms? Like, you really think that's going to happen? What if I live off campus? Then what?
You really ain't got no control over me.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of them are going to be living off campus, especially returning students. Yeah. They're going to be living off campus because they probably were living off campus when they left.
Thank you.
And some of them parents didn't want them to come home for the first couple of months that they was there.
And I definitely don't want to stay in no dorm after the COVID because I'm like, I ain't been around that. No, no.
And I mean, and especially because everybody home life ain't the same. Some people are like, I'm staying home. I ain't coming back in the fall. I'm going to just take my classes online if that's an option. But then you got some kids who that ain't an option. Your mama and your daddy or whoever your guardians
you sleeping
are.
You've been sleeping on the couch for 5 months.
You like, ready to go back to them.
They ready for you to get the fuck up out of here. Get out of my motherfucking living room.
And you ready to go too.
Got hair all over the motherfucking house. This some bullshit.
And then you got some mom who you done become your mama babysitter. Mm-hmm. You're taking your little brothers and sisters every damn well. And they enjoying you being home. But either way it go, the facts are the facts.
You busting the rent down.
And now you helping on some shit. You get a financial aid check. You really could help your mama come August. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Sliding with that.
Yeah.
Well, what about that? You said you was going to... Get the talking slow
down
on them.
They got a deposit in a first month rent and all that, yeah. Mama. I ain't really got it like that.
So, yeah, man. So, NCAA, man, do the right thing, man. Cancel the sports. You know, don't let it be left to the individual conferences, because we all know which conference is going to make the bad decision to play football. Now, like I said, if Florida would happen to play this year and we win the title, oh, I'm celebrating that COVID championship like a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Oh, everybody, I don't give a shit.
Everybody didn't play, y'all.
I'd be like, yo, nigga, like, we was in there, so... But, I mean, because one kid getting sick and dying is one too many.
Yeah.
So, let's just err on the side of caution and not just do it. Like, I mean, just cancel football. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the same shit with the high school. Like, yeah. Everybody want to sit out here and try to act like you care about the people, but you don't care about them if you're still moving forward. It's like, what are we waiting on?
Exactly.
Like, it's workers. So, it's people at least two high schools in this city that have tested positive for COVID within the last week. Mm. But y'all still forging away at the fact that we starting school K through 12, starting school August 31st. Like, what do y'all need to happen before you realize this is not a good idea? I get it. Yeah. Some people, parents, work jobs where they have to be in a building. They cannot be home with these children.
Yes.
I understand. So some kids will have to go to school. Parents should not feel bad because their kid has to go to school for whatever reason.
Yes.
But at the same damn time, for the parents who know that their kids can be home, their kids can learn at home, their kids will do what they need to do. And I mean, the only thing you're missing is a social aspect, which they can capture some of that if they are, you know, with small groups of kids doing whatever, FaceTime, all of that. You have to realize that a sacrifice is being made by everybody.
Yes.
So, to me, my contribution to the group is mine going to be home. So, y'all got them 6 feet. We could separate a little bit better. They going to be at the house. And if you got to go, then you got a spot for your kids to be at in the school.
Yeah.
But it's a lot that people are missing with the fact that family members are dying. Not a family member. You got parents and children dying. You got, you know what I'm saying, you got multiple children dying. You got multiple family members dying. It's not slowing down. Like, they had us tricked to thinking that when this shit started, 14 days later, a month later, 2 months later, it was going to be better. When the summer months came, it was going to die out. The shit is not going anywhere. And, I mean, for me, I just feel like parents got to do the hard thing. If you got to pull these kids, hell, if they live to be there for the next season, they'll play ball again. But if they die, hell, you won't never know their potential because they ain't here. So I wouldn't take that chance with my child simply because you got dreams and aspirations of being in the NFL or playing college ball or whatever the situation is. If you a high school senior, they need to figure out how the hell they can get y'all to get some film. If they gonna do some drills, whatever they do, for y'all to try out for these teams, do something like that, because it doesn't make sense. Football is a contact sport.
Yep.
You cannot tackle nobody from 6 feet away. You can't do shit but catch whatever the hell them people got.
Like I said, football, just think on a typical play. You got the ball boy that's running the ball in, all right? Or whoever the ball person is giving the ball to the spotter.
So he's touching it.
He's touching the ball. He go put the ball on the ground, all right? So then the center touches the ball. The center gives the ball to the quarterback. He's touching the ball. The quarterback can either give it to the running back or he can throw it down the field. Now they touching the ball. So just
it
on one play.
An interception.
And then so the other team got the ball. Then the dude throw the ball in the air. Everybody, it's a scramble. Like, so every on one play, we can have multiple people touching the ball. And one of those people could just be spreading. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it could not be deadly. And we don't know the effects that it will have on somebody years down the line. We might look back at this 15 years down the line and be like, ooh, I'm glad we did take precaution with this. Or bad, man, 15 years later, oh, man, well, I'm glad it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be, but it's good.
But you don't know.
Exactly. So, you know, 15, you know, it's just
weird. And they're saying that it's having, showing that it's issues with people brain function in certain people. So it's like, even right now,
yeah,
you seeing some kind of effects.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean,
let's say I'm a running back and I get the COVID. this shit attacked my lungs or whatever. And my, you know, it ain't really hurt me, but my wind ain't where it used to be. I can't run as fast. Like, I ain't got that. I get winded a little faster now. You know, so I ain't the same no more. Maybe what?
And if, then on top of getting a regular injury, you know, a mild concussion or a little rattling in the head, then you got the COVID on top of that. Yeah. Hell, you could really be fucked up.
Exactly. So
we don't know what type of kind of, you know what I'm saying, things that people are going to have to deal with. And we just really can't, as a institution, whether it be school, it be sports, these things are not as important. If you want to, and my thing is this, just as a citizen, if you want me to take the virus seriously, y'all mad at these clowns who refuse to put on a mask, who fight y'all about the mask, but at the same darn time, y'all around here want people to go to school. Like, what the fuck is you trying to make me believe? Like, well, if you well, want if me you to
put
take...
you put your mask on in school, you know, you'll be
and,
safe.
In the same way, like, the motherfuckers told us, if we cram all y'all on this goddamn plane, you gonna be fine because you got on a mask. Who the fuck says so?
Well, studies just came out to say being on an airplane, you have a small, small, small
chance. Not if you're on a 5-hour flight.
They say, hey, they said don't.
I just had sex with the person next to me. It is equivalent the amount of breathing in and out that we did next to each other.
Hey, man. Like they said, you know, studies just came out. Look it up.
Who did the study? I don't trust research. You should know. I'm a scientist. How so I know that you can make the data suggest whatever the hell you trying to suggest.
Oh, Lord.
So, therefore, see who paid for the research. Okay. Then we can know if it's valid or not.
Let's see. Planes and...
Always follow the money. If the damn airlines pay... If it was sponsored by Delta, then the shit is a lie. And we know if American Airlines has something to do with it, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Okay, so on March 6th, National Geographic said, here's how coronavirus spreads on a plane and the safest place to sit. This is on March 6th. Then on August, let's see, can flying on an airplane increase my risk? They said, yes, air travel requires spending time in security lines and airport terminals, which can bring you in close contact with other people and frequently touch surfaces. Most viruses and other germs do not spread easily on flights because of how air circulates and is filtered on airplanes. However, social distancing is difficult on crowded flights, and you may have to sit near others, sometimes for hours. This may increase your risk for exposure to the virus that causes COVID-19. So... they're basically telling you, yeah and no in
exactly. that situation. So therefore, that's lies because we done been exposed and all we can do is thank God that we ain't got nothing. Because if, I mean, like I said, if we got anything, we just asymptomatic.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Okay. Well, that's
because we done been exposed. If we was in Las Vegas where the people... 80% of Nevada's
cases. Hey, man, quit telling them stats online, man, before they come around here and quarantine my ass, bro. God damn, man.
Like I said, 80% of Nevada's cases were in Las Vegas. So if we was there, we was hitting the corona left and right. So if it ain't the marijuana, now the study said that the people, y'all reefer smokers, would be all right. The marijuana was killing them.
Now they came out and said it give us heart problems now. They said that the marijuana give you heart problems. I said, what?
Marijuana giving you heart problems with the corona or something?
No. Just by like itself. Marijuana smoking, yeah, can lead to heart problems. They're saying research is showing.
Anything can give you heart problems if you're smoking. I mean, that's not what you're supposed to have. Mm. Like, you're supposed to be taking in oxygen. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Oxygen, like,
yeah,
so.
Exactly. This ain't smoking anything. I'm like,
eh. Yeah, so it's in the same category as far as that's concerned. Yeah, but
I could work at fucking Sonny's Barbecue and get goddamn.
Moving right along.
Speaking of Sonny's, man, TV talk time. TV talk. This week, man, we're going to talk about the shot first because it's almost over. It was episode 7.
Thank God.
It was episode 8. We got 2 episodes to go. And this last episode was the Keisha episode. Keisha was at home. The episode was shot 99% from the home. Like, I think maybe 100% from the home. I don't think they left the house in this episode, did they? Because everything, all the action was at the house.
Yeah, coming over.
Yeah, everybody was coming to the house.
Kevin and his friends.
Yeah, like, so.
Old boyfriend.
Yep.
Emmett and his mom.
Yep, so the whole episode was shot in the house.
And the old man,
Ronnie came by. Everybody came by. Basically, they just showed the emotions of Keisha. This is the episode they're going to submit to the Emmys. Because Keisha, her acting was just so powerful in this. I could see her pain when she tore all her medals off the wall, and she got to a point where she burnt all her clothes because she was like saying that if she didn't have on those clothes, you know, it wouldn't happen to her. So she was burning her clothes, you know, just a way of, you know, getting over her grief. Mm-hmm. And you know, she was right
because her brother. I was glad her brother told her what he said when he told her. That, you know, he was sick of walking around on eggshells. Like, I get it. She back. And be glad.
Yeah.
But she did have... And that's the thing. You have a little bit of responsibility in these types of things. Because, just like he said, they would have looked for her sooner had he not been trying to lie for her.
Mm.
He was lying for her because she was always trying to do some shit she hadn't been doing.
She was just out, you know.
Exactly. Being Keisha.
Yeah.
But then when your ass got hemmed up, you gave the damn man a head start because we weren't looking for you because we just thinking, oh, she going to be with a homegirl. Mm-hmm. We'll call so-and-so and so. And she'll let us know where she at, blah, blah, blah. But then that didn't happen because your ass got snatched up. So, yes, some of that shit is your fault because you had a pattern of doing things that you wasn't supposed to be doing and people looking out for you. And then you want to try to make everybody else feel bad.
A little bit Kevin's fault too, right?
No.
He lied for her.
He lied for her being a good sibling.
And so he got to take some fault in it too.
I mean, if you want him to, that's fine. But hell, he was where he was supposed to be at.
He enabled.
I mean, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You do that with some of the people that you love the most. That's how it goes down.
I guess. But Like I said, this was just the Keisha episode.
Yeah, because the homegirl came to the house. Everybody came to the house.
Yeah, the homegirl came through and, you know, basically told her what the streets were saying. Keisha got mad, you know, because a homegirl made a statement to the, you know, saying the press or whatever like that. So Keisha got mad, kicked her out. She wasn't really feeling her mom and her mama, you know what I'm saying?
Her stepmama.
Yeah, mom and stepmom, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't feeling them. They couldn't get through to her. They was trying to talk to her. She wasn't really feeling it. She wasn't washing. She just go in the bathroom, turn the water on, and just sit there and listen. She wasn't eating. Then Magical Emmett come by. Emmett and his mom with all this food. And Emmett go in there, he just talked to her. Yeah, just sitting there chilling. And then next thing you know, Emmett gets, he talks to her about her business and tell him about his business. And get her to try the food, so she in there eating. And once she get in there eating, that's when everybody come around, and that's when they had a big blow up between everybody. But a little thing I noticed about that scene, Keisha food was getting warmed up, and then all of a sudden everybody come out there and just start fixing plates of this cold ass food and eating it. Did they not forget that they was warming Keisha food up?
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe she just liked her food
extra hot. That's what it was.
You know what I'm saying? Piping hot. She's like, yo, I need mine hot. I don't want no room
temp. I ain't eating so many days. So.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just can't imagine that situation, having that being my daughter come back. Because you just like, I can't fix that. Like, what do you do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be a terrible situation.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to ever have to deal with nothing like that. But... I mean, it's a blessing that she's alive, so you have to be thankful for that part.
Then she said she was down the street.
But then she called herself going to get mad with the people, and that's the reason why I said the heifer is ungrateful. Because how the hell are you going to spout out, I mean, I was right down the street. Well, bitch, you should have, you knew you was right down the street. Then why the hell was you down the street then?
I mean, you did get away one time and stop. You know what I'm
saying?
Exactly.
You bust out and fell on the ground.
In a track uniform, you fell on the ground. Like, you were supposed
to. So you wanted to stay there.
So you must have known where you was. You supposed to take off. You know what I'm saying? But thank God for Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie came back for you.
Ronnie came back, saved the day. Ronnie came and met with her, and he thanked her for giving his life purpose. And you know what I'm saying? So, but basically, this episode, like I said, was the Keisha episode. And it really sets up, it's two episodes left, and it's a whole lot of storylines open that we need closure in.
You need closure.
Are we gonna get is the mayor race gonna be over? Is Otis Perry gonna win?
I hope the last episode is gonna be hella long.
Yeah, it's cause this episode was short. It wasn't even an hour. It was like 40 some minutes. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, is Lena Waithe gonna come back? Cause she said, I'm gonna rise like a phoenix. Is she gonna come back and do something? Like, I don't, like, we only got two episodes left. You know what I'm saying? It's like the whole Emmett situation with old girl, like, you know what I'm saying? They only got two episodes left. Like,
that's just going to fizzle out, and we'll have to figure that out next season.
Well, I mean, I know I saw from the trailer for next week's show, they had like a little scene where they was in there cleaning up Sonny's spot and everything. And then another thing, how they just going to run Sonny out of business like that and not even, like, this Sonny been on the show since the beginning. Sonny,
they
like,
doing no kind of send off.
Sonny had guns in his shop and everything. Sonny, like, Sonny, they just gonna get rid of Sonny like that. Like, I just,
he must have felt on somebody.
Man, something happened. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they was Sonny in the shop, and you know, Emmett girl picked up on the vibe that something was going on between
him and
because she was like, let's name Emmett and whatever her name start with, Emmett and D's or something like that. Then he was like, nah, that's bad luck to name a restaurant after yourself. Then he was like, well, what you gonna name it then? He was like, I don't know, man. I need to do some thinking. She was like, well, let me know if you need some inspiration. And the Emmett girl kind of looked like, because they all was there cleaning up and shit. Emmett mama was there, Emmett girl and old girl. And then she kind of looked like, what the fuck going on here? Like, so... yeah, so Emmett, his little house of cards been to fall down on.
But that's the thing, you gotta always know. That's the door you always gotta be willing to walk through once you do that. Mm. And I mean, that's why, you know what I'm saying, you make those rules. You don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't shit where you lay your head at.
Yeah.
Because everybody ain't gonna play by your rules.
Exactly.
So you open that box and you wanted to see what it was about.
Mm.
And you got up in it. Some wop. And now here you go. The rest of what you got going on, was it really worth it? Probably it never is, because of the fact that the type of drama that you now bring into your house is not going to ever be beneficial in something like this. So hopefully it pays out, you know what I'm saying, plays out good for him. But hopefully we get some answers and we could wrap this on up in the next two seasons. Because, I mean, I enjoy the show, but I don't like the fact that, you know, is so much, you know what I'm saying, left out. And I'm glad, like I said, Keisha, because I thought she was going to be dead so many times in that thing. But for her to be alive and still, they just really need to watch her, because she ain't 100, you know what I'm saying, she's damaged, so she definitely ain't 100%, but they need to make sure she gets some help, which the last few minutes of this episode alluded to the fact that they were supposed to be going somewhere. So hopefully she don't take off and run off on them people or something, and she actually go to somebody, counselor, and talk to the people and get some type of assistance so that she can not have a mental breakdown or anything like that. So
that was The Chi. Sunday nights, 10 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, Showtime, two episodes left. So this week, man, we got to watching a new show this week. Show called P-Valley.
What the P stand for? Pittsburgh?
I didn't know what P-Valley stood for. But come to find out. Yeah, come to find out it stands for Pussy Valley. And this is a show that's located in Mississippi. What's the name of the town? Chickasaw or something like
it's
that.
It's something stupid. But
you know what I'm saying? One of them, you know, Native American sounding names. You know, is that part of Mississippi, and it centers around a strip club. And this strip club is like, you know, the Pink is what the name of the strip club is. It's ran by...
That's right, the Pink Pussy.
Yeah. It's ran by a lady by the name of Uncle Clifford. Uncle Clifford is a very eccentric lady. She has a beard. She's, you know, very much manly looking, but you know,
still wears her weave.
Wears her weave be
and
on
nails
point.
And
nails be on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, some of you chicks could never get with Uncle Clifford.
Okay.
Uncle Clifford.
As long as you call Uncle Clifford, you can't get with me.
Uncle Clifford.
I'm sorry.
He's styling on you.
I'm sorry. As long as you calling yourself
Uncle Clifford got rules and he got them numbered. And Uncle Clifford is running his business in the ground. He had the building, was old. He owned the building, but then he took out, you know, a second mortgage or whatever on the building, and now he's behind in that, you know, to the tune of $55,000. But what he didn't know was that some developers are snooping around this area. They want to put a casino right there. And his area, and everybody's getting offered money except for him. And the reason why he's not getting offered money is because he owes on this place. So they waiting
for
foreclosure. And they can get it for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Less than what they have to pay him. So you know, he finds out that he's in these money's issues, and he finds out about the casino. So now he's scheming, trying to get this money together. And then we got another girl. Her name is Autumn Knight. We don't know what her real name is because
she say Haley.
She say Haley.
It could be anything.
She say Autumn.
I think she might. I mean, I don't know what she did, but she claimed she came from an area where there was a storm and there was hurricane or something, a
flood, and she got away. But we come to find out that she's
stealing
money from some woman named something Savage. She's just getting $9,000, getting all this money, and now some man is tracing this money. And he's finding out where's this money going, and is apparently is the man that's looking for her, or looking for at least where the money going.
Yeah, and I think what it is the Savage chick is dead.
Yeah, she's dead. We know, confirmed.
But I believe the man is her husband.
Mm.
And the thing is, you know, they were, I guess, probably separated in the midst of the storm.
Mm.
So in my mind, the way I'm piecing it together, I think that he's looking for his wife. Because he sees that this money is moving. So he's thinking that he's getting close to where the wife is. Mm. And, you know, he's finding her. He's on this chase to find her.
Yes.
But little does he know it's finna be this broad here who is basically stealing the money from them because she thought they were all dead.
Yeah.
If she could, you know what I'm saying, she done tapped into these people's money. But now you're finding out that you are actually stealing. You thought you were just getting some free money from some dead people.
Mm.
But you actually stealing some money from somebody because you went and checked on all of these people to see if this person was alive, if that person was alive.
I never thought about that angle. Mm,
so I think the man is looking for his wife or some loved one. Mm. And he finna find out that it ain't the person. He gonna be, you know what I'm saying, disappointed, I think, when he find out that this ain't the person that you wanted to see.
Okay, and people, like I said, we watched all 5 episodes this past week, and so we're all caught up waiting for the new show to come on. Don't know what night it come on. I'm assuming Friday, Saturday nights. It does come on Stars. So just to give you a little feedback on that. Overall, how do you like the show?
I am impressed.
Okay.
To be honest. Because I like shows that give me a good storyline, but surprised me a little bit.
Okay.
Because when Uncle Clifford and the rapper
Lil Murder
got it doing their thing.
Lil Murder was smitten over him.
Yes, Lil Murder is in love with Uncle Clifford.
Uncle Clifford got that man turned that.
So I don't know what he did to him, but when them lights went off or went low, however it did,
that man said, "I want to take you out."
He's like, where you gonna take me at?
Exactly, bro. Like,
talking about all of the different things that have happened to people. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't so popular for them to be out there like that and everything. But it was just, I mean, and it was cute to me. Like, it was like a little Romeo and Juliet with them because they kind of like forbidden. He's supposed to be a thug. And then you trying to date the little trans person. And even with, like, you know, those little twists and turns with the money thing because she around here being a stripper. But you getting money, like, I wouldn't do that if I was getting money. Like, I get it that you was trying to find something to do, maybe.
Well,
but
I think she needed a legitimate way to
justify saying that she made cash.
Yeah, like, I got cash, so, you know what I'm saying? So I think that was a way to legitimize her having the money.
Yeah.
I remember when she went to the bank to deposit, she's like, ooh, soaked the money in liquor and shit, and they're like, oh, somebody spilled money on my liquor, and she was just like,
liquor on my money?
Must be, yeah.
Whatever. You said money on my liquor, but
you know what I meant. Same thing.
Trying to help you
out. Hell, much as she drank, somebody probably did spill money on her liquor, her alcoholic ass. The stripper that was going to retire, her and her mother, her name.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. What was her name? Mercedes. Yeah, Mercedes. Like, she's like the, she's been there for 7 years.
Best of the strippers.
She's like the, you know, Mercedes Sundays when she bring all the money into town. Like, when ain't Mercedes, she like, ain't no hoes getting paid if Mercedes ain't around. That's basically what she's saying. She basically like, oh, I let y'all hoes. Hey, them hoes is going to be raining. Like, Mercedes is the girl in there, but she's trying to get out of the game. She wants to start a little dance troupe and have
a gym. She remind you of somebody?
Yeah, she reminds me of the girl from Bring It. You know what I'm saying? The one, that little show that comes on, the little TV about the dance troupe from Jackson, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of her because she used to be a stripper. Now she got a dance troupe, got their own little studio. And, you know what I'm saying? And it seems familiar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what it kind of rings to me. You know, but yeah, she wanted to go legit, get out the game. You know what I'm saying? She was laundering money through the church, basically letting the church show that they had some money so they could get a loan. And you know, her mom was doing that.
Surprise, for them.
Yeah. So then the mom went to get the girl money out because she needed to pay the deposit for the building. And so, you know, the mom, you know, said the Lord spoke to her and told her that she was supposed to go start her own church because she wanted to, you know, basically the pastor was using the mom at the church to, you know, sing and get people to, you know, throw money, but wouldn't let her preach and then hit her with the little, you know, just the South, basically, you know, can't no
women
woman.
Women can't breathe
behind the pulpit.
It's
you know,
in the Bible.
And so, you know, so she said the Lord told her to start her own church. So she took that money and went and bought the exact...
So she stole $20,000 from her daughter. Mm-hmm. And you want to try to make it seem like, oh, because she a stripper, she's supposed to let you have the money. But if it's some stripper money, I wouldn't want to start my church with no stripper money.
So the Lord told me this is what I was supposed to do with this money.
She got a call.
So anyway...
Calling from the Lord.
Daughter, her and the daughter get into a fight. They both get locked up in jail. And,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then you got one stripper named Mississippi. They spell her name every time, and I love it. M-I-S-S. Well, they say
crooked letter I.
Humpback I. I love it. But the thing about her is she got a baby. She around here breastfeeding, and this heifer got a white boyfriend who whooping her ass. That was a surprise to me because the whole time I'm like, he gonna be some big nigga or some thugged out nigga who gonna be whooping on the poor girl.
Nope.
But you turn around and you see this black girl, you coming up in there getting that head knocked all the time.
She keep falling.
Yeah, she keep falling.
Yeah, get it right. She falling.
That's what she tells the people.
She been choked. She fell on her neck. I ain't never seen nobody fall on their neck.
And you was trying to catch yourself.
Oh, I fell on the steps. See, I was just
like, okay, lady. But yeah, she.
And man, shout out to all the people that's getting abused and making up fake stories and shit, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all some inventive motherfuckers.
You got
to
tighten up though.
Yeah. Get some better stories, man. You know what I'm saying?
Get some better blocks.
Yeah.
If anything, shit.
I mean, just walk away. Let's just walk away. How about
do
that?
Something.
But if you stuck there. Come up with some better stories than me telling your coworkers, man. I don't want to hear my homeboy come with a. This man gonna tell me like this the funniest story a nigga ever done told me about him getting beat up by his old lady. This man came to work and said this nigga had a black eye. We like, damn man, what the fuck happened? Oh man, I was out playing softball the other night. Nigga, you was playing softball. Nigga, you got two jobs. Nigga, you work from 6 to 11, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. When the fuck you was playing softball? At night? What night leagues playing softball after 11 o'clock, nigga? Nigga, no. Then the truth came out.
He said what he said.
Yeah, then he told the truth. She hit him with a damn cell phone. She launched that motherfucker from across the room and hit his ass in the face because he was on the phone being fresh with some girl. She felt like he was being fresh, but he said he was trying to get the girl a job. And so she threw the damn cell phone at him, hit him in his damn face. So yeah, man. So shout out to them, man. Nigga say he playing softball.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know nobody who getting beat up, thank God. So.
Yeah, man. Please.
I mean, I've known some.
If you getting beat up, get help, man. It's not a joking matter. I mean,
it's not.
We joke about a lot around here, but domestic abuse ain't good. So, you know, men, you don't have to take that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't cool. That girl ain't just that shit ain't cute. Her wilding out busting you across your fucking head. She done sent you to the goddamn hospital to get stitches and shit. That ain't love, my nigga.
It definitely ain't love.
It ain't love. Don't think that shit cute, her wilding out, punching you and shit, breaking your shit. That's not
some
cute.
Some people just think so. Like, you gotta love me when you get to acting stupid.
Yeah, that's not cute,
that's
bro.
That's not.
You tell my shit up, I'm mad as a motherfucker. Like, I'm for real. Like, I'm pissed the fuck off. You tell my shit up. Like, my shit ain't did nothing to you. You can be mad at me, say what you want about me, whatever, whatever. Don't touch my shit. I ain't gonna touch your shit. Don't you touch my shit. Like, that's just how I go. I mean, period. Period. Ain't that what y'all say? On poo?
I don't say none of it. I just say the silly stuff because my baby be saying that stuff sometimes. But
yeah,
she gets started. But yeah.
Well, yeah. So that's all for TV Talk, man. Y'all need to watch Pussy Valley, man. It's a damn good show.
Yeah, you can watch Pussy Valley, but you can't listen to WAP. Which one is it, sir?
I mean, Pussy Valley is a TV show. And it's for adults. And the WAP is for adults. So you can watch it. I just don't want to... You know, kids about making a version of WAP. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see it.
I don't think they will.
I don't want to see
it. You don't have to.
Like, kids about.
It won't happen. It won't happen. What they gonna call it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wet apples and popcorn.
Oh my gosh. Apples and popcorn. Oh, that'd be dope. Wet apples and popcorn. Wow. That was a good one.
Mm, okay. Hey. I'm just saying something. I don't know.
It could be white apples and peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or white acorns.
Yeah. Or, yeah, no.
Yeah, so, yeah. So, yeah, man. So, that's all for TV Talk this week, man. Next week, we have, again, the update of what's going on in the Shy and what's going on P-Valley. Well, it's that time of the show.
That I dread.
That Queen Germ hates, but the people love because they keep sending in topics for us to play out. So, that should let you know. This week is in bad black cinema. People, weekly we have a subject where me and Queen Germ, we're not actors, we're not paid actors at all, but God damn it, if we keep this up, we're gonna be eligible for a SAG card, you know what I'm saying? Because this is high grade acting we're doing right here. But what we do here, we basically do improv on a situation. Y'all come up with situations, we come up with situations, we bring the situations and we bring them to life. This week, the situation is this: woman nursing and a dirt bag is in the vicinity. Woman is nursing a baby, so you're breastfeeding in public. And a dirt bag is in the vicinity. You want to be the woman nursing and I be the dirt bag?
I think that would probably work best.
Oh, okay.
Or do you want to be a breastfeeding?
No, because you can't be a dirt bag better than me. Okay. Here we go. You ready? Action. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Just walking around the store.
So the baby crying or something?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Did I... catch you at a bad time? I mean,
yes. Can I have a little privacy, sir?
Privacy. I mean, I'm looking around the store. I'm shopping right now.
But I'm breastfeeding my baby right here.
I understand that, man. But I need to. I'm checking it. I mean,
you checking what?
Why are you sitting in the tire section then? Like,
I'm waiting on my car to get fixed. I don't have to explain to you what the hell I'm doing.
Okay, well, ma'am,
can you please give me some space?
I am. I'm giving you your space, ma'am. I'm just over here looking at some tires and all. You got your titty out over here feeding your baby, ma'am. I'm just saying, that's a nice boob you got there, ma'am. I just want to say that baby is very lucky to be sucking on that thing. That's all I wanted to say. No disrespect, ma'am. I'm just saying.
It's disrespect taken.
It's not, ma'am. I'm just saying, ma'am. It's just saying. I mean, sir. It's not every day you just be in the tire section and there's a titty out. I was looking at 285, 75, 15, and now I'm looking at some 40. What is those?
Double? We're not going to have this conversation. It ain't a double nothing.
It's double, so triple?
No, it's a 40H.
Oh, 40H. Ma'am, tell me more. So, sir, now that you open the door.
I'm going to call the police.
Ma'am, you just told me your size, ma'am. You just opened the door, ma'am. Please. Ma'am, put your phone down. Put your phone down, ma'am. Please, ma'am.
Very disrespectful. I'm trying to take care of my child.
Ma'am, and listen.
And get my tires.
Ma'am, I'm just saying.
On my car.
I'm just saying.
Can you please back up off me? Because right now, I'm really feeling like.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
No.
Please.
No.
I mean, that child, man, I'm really jealous of him right now.
I bet.
He's going to town on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Like, I mean,
and your mama ain't teach you nothing.
What you mean? Ma'am, I'm sorry. You're the one with your chest out in the middle of the side
section. And I'm feeding my child. I'm not dangling my titties out here for you.
Ma'am.
I am feeding my child.
Why don't you have the blanket over your chest then?
Because my child can't breathe underneath that thing.
Well, I mean, so I'm just not supposed to stare at this nice titty.
You're supposed
right to here.
Get your tires and get the hell on.
Ma'am, but you don't understand. I just saw a titty in my
peripheral. And so you never, so that's a problem for me.
No, I mean, it's just
actually,
like,
it's a problem for you because clearly you don't see enough titties that you can't walk past.
I
do, but
I just don't see them in, Sam's Club in the tire section. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I just don't see them like that. That was
you
just,
don't.
That was very surprising. Like, if I was in a strip
okay,
club
well, we've
and saw
talked
titty,
enough. We've talked enough.
Ma'am, no,
sir.
Now, you say 40H.
Walk away.
Ma'am, is that a.
Walk away.
Is that a. Okay, can I ask you one more question?
Walk the fuck away.
Please, ma'am. One more question. Please. Can I have one more question?
Humor me. Hurry up.
Humor me. Can I have your phone number?
Oh, no. No. No, sir. No, sir.
Cut! Another episode of Bad Black Cinema, people. Did you feel it?
I felt it. I didn't.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
I think you did good on that one. The creepy guy, you held your composure. You was speaking like a mother. You didn't lose your cool. You know what I'm saying? You didn't call the police. That was a plus. Because I guess you seen black on black crime. You was like, you know, I'm not going to call. I'd rather school the black man than call the police on him. But, you know, you didn't threaten to get your husband or anything, so...
No, I don't need to threaten for that, because if anything, I'm going to whoop your ass out here.
Yeah, so it was a good one. So, you held your composure.
I guess.
I think you did well on that one, man, so...
Okay, it's over, so I'm happy.
Next up, man, song of the week time. Queen Jerm, do you have a song of the week?
Yes, I have a song of the week. This week, I got to say, you know what I'm saying? All the controversy, all the hype is popping around, all the conversations being had, all the wet pussies out there in the world. You got to know that my song of the week is none other than WAP, wet ass pussy, whack ass pussy, weak ass pussy, whatever you want to call it. But mine is the original, which is going to be that wet. And we going to play this song. Wet Ass Pussy by Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion. You hearing it right here.
All right, man. Well, in honor of the versus battle, you know, I went and dug in my Rick Ross bag. You know what I'm saying? Okay. This wasn't no album release shit. This was off of his one of his mixtapes, Rich Forever. You know what I'm saying? This is one of my favorite songs off of this one. This is High Definition by Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? So we got WAP by Queen Jerm and we got High Definition by King Jerm. This is the music break on the Frocast episode 417. We'll be back in a minute.
If I could talk about the bodies, I could tell you about the killing. Duct taping niggas in the name of drug dealing. Big body Benz is why the bitch niggas starve. Turtleneck Mercedes blowing smoke up out the top. Time to talk about the money, I can tell you by the profit. Oceanfront spot, moving niggas out the projects. Diamonds on my neck, call it the ghetto's guillotine. Fucking with them jewelers, nigga lit up like a screen. HD, look at me ballin', I'm talking high definition. Fucking up six digits, boy, that's just my definition. Niggas gotta get murked, but I'm just minding my business. Bought three Range Rovers, Dolo, so fuck expedition. On the road to the riches until I'm paid in full. And the Lord is my witness, I got an AK to pull. These niggas full of shit, my niggas moving bricks. I confront your 50, but you gotta move them quick, my moolah. When it got me a chopper to put it right in your face. Better blow out your brains before you give me your case. Got the 40 by my dick, I keep on pissing on the hammer. When they talking slick, I double back with that banana. High definition, I'm stacking money to the ceiling. Fuck my whole feelings, look here, it's time to make a killing. Got 100 solid niggas and they fiending for a million. High definition, bitches, my life for motion. I can picture. Talk about the bitches, I can tell you about the bricks. Pull up in the Bentley, I could pop up in the six. Helicopter rides, I can sit it on the club. Sound of the propeller, had my young bitch busting nuts. Niggas wanna crack jokes just to get close to me. Hope you know that I'm strapped like I supposed to be. Put a number on your helmet like it's Notre Dame. $5,000 and get you whacked, won't even know your name. Road to the riches until I'm paid in full. And the Lord is my witness, we making major moves. God forgives and I don't, I got it tatted in my skin. I'm going straight to hell, that's a ballin' is a sin. Crucifix on my neck, I pray it never melt. Pacquiao purse, boy, I took another belt. Take a seat, I'm undefeated and it's all the war. Rest in peace to the pussies, it's time to scar some more. When they got me a chopper to put it right in your face. Better blow out your brains before you give me your case. Got the 40 by my dick, I keep on pissing on the hammer. When they talking slick, I double back with that banana. High definition, I'm stacking money to the ceiling. Fuck my whole feelings, look here, it's time to make a killing. Got 100 solid niggas and they fiending for a million. High definition, bitches, my life a motion picture.
Pussy, make that pull-out game weak. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a giggle, rollin' inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's roleplay, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it cream, make me scream. Out in public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick, jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell him where to put it, never tell him where I'm about to be. I run down on him before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. You really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat for this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well I'm tryna wet it. I let him taste it, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My head is fire, but not need the sun. He is going and drying, it's coming outside. Yeah, I run on that thing, now the cops behind me. I spit on his mic and I heat trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes. Switch my wig, make him feel like he cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop. That's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet ass pussy. Huh.
All right, man, hope y'all enjoyed the music break. I did. You know, I mean, like I said, the song is a bop, bro. Like, it ain't bad, man. It's just, you know, I just, what about the children? That's all I got to say.
It's going to be a TikTok video.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be some TikTok videos with the little girls doing the wop, man. And I'm just going to be, I just don't know, man.
That's their parents' problem, not your problem.
All right, man, it's HBCU confession time. What we do, people, we go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, pick a random one, we bring them here. Queen Germ reacts. This week goes a little something like this. I swear I hate niggas. My best friend told me she saw my boyfriend cheating on me, so I gave a guy head. Turns out she was wrong. He never cheated. When I told him what happened, he broke up with me and blocked me. How can you claim to love me and then leave me when I make a mistake? Anonymous. Queen Jern react.
I mean, that's what's wrong with young people. That's why you ain't got no business having sex and shit, because you ain't thinking right. Like, how the hell you go by what your friend tell you, especially if what she told you gonna make you go that far off the ledge? Yeah. Like,
why do you go that far off the ledge? Like, oh, he cheated on me, I'm gonna suck somebody's dick. You think you're gonna dick?
I'm gonna come back.
Yeah, then you gonna tell me about it.
I'm not gonna tell you that shit. That means I got to eat this. I'm gonna suck your dick real good because I done sucked some random dick for the sake of the argument. But you really think that you gonna go and tell somebody I done gave somebody head because I thought you was cheating because my friend got it wrong? Nah, my friend finna get her ass whooped, and I'm finna try to do it to you so that I can forget that I did it to whoever. That's all I can do for you because at this point, hey, we young and dumb and full of cum, as they say. So I'm just going to do my thing, and we just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, the relationship over. He's not taking you back. You said he blocked you.
I mean, if you told him.
Yeah, if you said you did, he blocked you, he broke up with you, and it's done. Like, you can't tell a man his ego is fragile. You can't tell him that. And then, you thought I cheated? I'd be like, what? come on, like, then you gonna do some more ratchet shit like that? That's horrible.
I mean, my thing is,
you deserve everything you get, Shawty. Really. I'm gonna be real. You deserve.
I mean, it's a moment for you to learn. You know, learning experience.
Tell y'all ladies, stop following up with y'all friends, man. Y'all friends be miserable and single too. They want y'all to be right there with them. They don't want y'all to be happy.
Holding hands together and just
sitting there. They don't want to give up girls' night. They don't want to get that shit up. They want you to always be available, girl. Fuck that shit, girl. Fuck that. That nigga ain't shit, girl. Please, girl. Man, whatever, man.
I mean, that's what they said on Wet Ass Pussy. Somebody
said they seen me at a defects office one time.
And he probably was there.
You know what I'm saying? I was sitting there like, why would I be in defects? I don't know nobody in defects. Like,
you don't. I didn't. So you said.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Like I said, if I don't catch it, it ain't happen. So. Yeah.
And then it was just like, I got questioned about, like, what? No, not me.
And my thing is, I'm going to ask you. Yeah. So when you choose to lie to me. And your story comes undone. Just know that's we just like that story, cause I'm not dealing with it. Mm. I gave you the opportunity to tell me your version of the story.
So what if I did tell you the truth? From writing me like, yeah, so yeah, you gonna be like, well, he was man enough to tell me. I can live with that.
And I'm gonna leave. Like,
no, you can't leave.
What?
You can't leave. If I tell you the truth,
nigga. I just need closure. I mean, that's what I need it for. I don't need it. I mean, like, if it's something that I can live with, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But if it's something that I've already said in my mind is not something I can go back from, you tell me. I thank you for your honesty. And we're going to just say, we're going to put a pin in this, and we will have to, you know, I'll see you next lifetime.
Okay, I got you. On some Badu shit. That's what's up. So, basically, little shawty, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to see this little gentleman next lifetime because this shit is fucking over. You know what I'm saying? You ruined it.
It's passed by over.
Yeah.
So. I mean, but that's a lesson to learn. You can't just be mad and do some old wild stuff and think that, you know, you can come back from it. You don't bounce back like that. What is it? You don't get a nigga back like that. That's what Jay-Z said, right?
Yep. That was...
Yeah.
It was both of them. Ghostface, too. Ghostface had the song with Neo.
Oh, okay.
Riding in a car with a brand new band. Knowing that me and that nigga say friends with them. As a matter of fact, you don't get a nigga better. So there is Neo, my pet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, singing is not your forte, so let's move on.
Whatever, Queen Germ. That's what I sung. That's how I swooned you. I sung you that night, swept you off your feet.
You
was like, oh, my God, that man can sing.
I carded you at a gas station.
Keep 100 time.
That was some other woman.
Keep 100 for keep Queen Germ start telling these tales. Do you have a keep 100, Queen Germ?
Yeah, I got to keep it 100. My keep it 100 got to be, I mean... I've been having this conversation lately with a lot of different people, females, about having hysterectomies and shit.
Women.
Okay, whatever. You keep it, you know, politically correct. I just say what I say. But we got to realize that this ain't a box of pieces and we got extra, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to have four other nuts and bolts or whatever, and you ended up with five. You don't have no extras, you know, and no extras, no spare parts. So it just makes me think that it's something up about the whole idea of convincing women that you need to have a hysterectomy. Like, it's no way in the world you're going to tell me that I'm 40-something years old, and at 40-something, it's time to start shucking these things out of here. I'm just not convinced that the things that I feel monthly or whatever is to the extent to where we got to start harvesting things out of our bodies. Like, it's just too many of them happening. So I feel like somebody must be selling this. I mean, you got to get a profit somewhere.
Yeah, something is going on
to where, I mean, everybody is thinking of, oh, the pros and cons, but everybody's pumping the pros, like, get it done. You won't have to worry about this cancer and that cancer, but realizing that cancer can be anywhere in your body.
Yes,
so you can, if those genes are there, it can still happen at some point. Just won't happen to be in that area because it's not there. But I'm just like, my keep it 100 is really, we have no spare parts.
100.
If it has to happen, then you can have whatever surgery that's necessary. But just for comfort's sake, just for, you know what I'm saying, the convenience of certain things, it ain't worth it. Like, I understand when you have real health issues, things have to be addressed. But if you just talking about doing some shit because you don't want to have a period, it ain't that serious. So keep your shit intact. You might need that shit.
Yeah.
You don't want to grow no damn
keep
beard.
Keep your WAP.
Yeah, keep your WAP.
Even if it turned to a DAP.
Oh, God.
Keep that.
All I say, if you, like I said, if you got it,
yeah, keep it.
Keep it.
If you ain't got
it,
get rid of
it. Came here with it.
Yeah,
keep it. If it's messed up and you know it's gonna cause you harm, I understand those situations.
Get rid of them, then.
But now, if you talking about somebody,
don't let them talk you into getting rid of
your
wife.
Just got fibroids, and the next thing you know,
fibroids can be treated. Eat some more oatmeal or something.
Yeah, stop eating all that damn chocolate and drinking all them damn sodas. Maybe the shit will shrink. But you right here talking about just going and take the
crystals.
Shit out of there.
Not the crystals that the
child classroom. Try to leave them damn nonies. Y'all better leave that shit alone, too. That shit is for the birds.
Hey, bro.
If y'all wash y'all pussy, you won't have to worry about putting no noni rock and crystals
washed
up in
ass
your
pussy.
Shoot.
Double entendre.
Yeah, it
some
need
of y'all
to be
got
washed.
Some washed-ass pussy.
But, you know. But them niggas got some washed-ass dicks, too.
Hey, man. Hey, Safari so came out with a remix. Bad or something like that.
Who?
Safari. He came out with his song called Big Ass Dick. I said, these niggas, I said, see, look what's happening.
Wow. Y'all, if y'all can do it, we can do it.
Hey, that's what Safari said.
Said we can do it better.
Hey, well,
go ahead.
My Keep It 100, man, I have to salute the glow up of the one Miss Jordan Woods.
100.
But you gonna salute, okay, go ahead.
Jordan,
I'm hushed.
What you mean?
Go ahead, I'm going to hear what you got to say.
Jordan Woods was once a cast off by the Kardashian family. She was accused of having sex with Khloe's husband, and they made her out to be the bad guy. And now all of a sudden, I think Khloe and Tristan getting back together. So now it's like you did all that. You went on the smear campaign for that young lady. For what reason? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? She got rescued by the Smith clan, and they rehabilitated her. And, you know, now she's a burgeoning star. You know what I'm saying?
Because she let y'all watch her get her ass.
What? What happened? What are you talking about?
So you bank on the fact that I don't go and look at most of the shit.
What are you talking
and
about?
We talk about it here so you can put your spin on it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What video do you speak of, ma'am?
The video of her getting her lymphatic... some kind of massage done where she showed y'all her fake ass, because I'm sure it wasn't real.
I didn't see that video.
Okay, you had to see it, because if you Google her name, that's the first shit that came up.
Oh, man, well, maybe I need to Google her name then to see if it comes up.
I bet. And you can see her fake, odd-shaped ass while she's getting rubbed down somewhere and showed the video to the people.
But
that's the glow-up you talking about?
No.
But yet still, we can't talk about wet pussies.
You can talk about all you want
asses.
To.
Okay.
I was just saying her glow, because where she came from like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh. And so getting
did you
plastic
see her,
surgery.
She got a lot of surgery done because she didn't. Did you see what she looked like?
Uh huh.
Yeah, and that's why I said I got to get
but
her.
That's a glow up. That's not a glow up. That's a fake. That's fake.
I mean, it's a fake glow. I mean, but she says she works out a lot.
I mean, after you get a fixed body, then I would hope you would do what's necessary.
Oh no,
to
she
keep
said
it.
She got that body by doing working out.
Okay.
That's what she say.
I mean, if you going with it, I'm going to let you have that.
Yeah, like, I was like, your nose got smaller, your teeth, like, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot changed on you, but you said you worked out, so hey, little girls across America, if you work out, you can change your body and look like Jordan
and
Woods.
You can't. You got to buy those Barbie parts. That's what it is.
Yeah, but shout out to her, man. Shout out to her.
If you say so.
You know, that's my Keeping 100, man. Just stay the course. One day it could happen to you.
And it won't.
Winner or loser time. Queen Jerry, got any winners?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say my homie Plies is my winner.
Winner?
I seen him on social media somewhere. And he was just talking about football ain't all we got. And I know that it isn't. But it's just a little more comforting to hear a man say the same thing I've been saying as it pertains to these kids in this football. That ain't the only thing that you got. You know what I'm saying? That ain't the only thing you got to do. And he was just saying that's the only thing we choose to do. So we got to give our kids something else to look forward to, something else to do. They got so many different talents and skills. So we got to encourage our kids to explore different things. It ain't always got to be football. It ain't always got to be a sport. Yep. It could be some anything, other thing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It could be an instrument. It could be
it don't have to be oratorical
speaking. It could be you know what I'm saying? An actual skill, some welding, something. But give your kids an opportunity to see some things that may fit in their lives, in their minds, better than just a simple sport. So, Plies, you my winner, because you be talking some real foolery most days. But I really appreciated that little gem you put down the other day.
My winner is this black male nail technician. He defied odds and he entered the billion-dollar industry.
Winner.
What's his name? His Navy veteran Darnell Atkins is a 29-year-old nail technician and owner and operator of his own nail salon in Washington, D.C. When he returned home from serving his country, it was hard for him to find a job. In need of money, he looked to the streets to make ends meet. I resorted back to a couple of hustles, Atkins said, but in the midst of me resorting back, I always found myself in front of a black-owned nail salon. All the hustlers would gravitate towards this area because that's where all the industry after leaving the... No, that's where all the pretty girls were. He began his journey in the nail industry after leaving the Navy. I was hungry and I was anything else. You know, I was motivated to find a way out. Atkins said, I didn't have anything else, so I dumped all my money into learning how to do nails. He said, a few days later, he began his training, but he did so in secret. He would walk to the shop with his hood over his head, hoping that no one would recognize him. Atkins said he was afraid that people would think he was gay for wanting to do nails. I didn't want nobody to see. I was kind of ashamed, he said. Atkins hadn't seen any black men in his neighborhood do nails. There's a heavy stigma that comes with it, and most decide it's not worthy. Society just question their masculinity. This black man making money. So he's my winner, Mr. Darnell Atkins, for knowing where the money at and going to get it. Because goddamn it, that was smart, my nigga. Like, fuck it. Learn to do some nails. You got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to say, and I know it's odd, but I'm going to have to fix it up because I'm working on something right here. But I'm going to say Joe Biden.
Loser.
Because this is shit I don't like. I feel played. So you choose this blackish woman to be your running mate. It just feels like you reaching. I'm happy that it's a woman. I'm happy that she's blackish. But it just don't go together. Like, I'm really not understanding what y'all trying to do. If the goal is to win, do you think that she, just because she's blackish, that she gonna get the black people votes that you was losing because you kept fucking up every time they give you a microphone? So now she's supposed to be able to rally the troops for you on that side. Fact that she got a white husband, maybe that'll also help y'all look like y'all are all about everybody and there's so much inclusion or something. It just looks phony to me. It looks very forced. I hope, because anybody is better than the one that's in there now, but I hope it pans out. But in that process, I hope some real conversations are had with these individuals to let them know what is it that we need, that we require, that we demand, because we can't do another 4 years of some craziness. I mean, we can, because we'll survive, but at the same time, it's like, this right here, this is just looking like we just getting played again. That's all I'm saying. Because it's not really the strongest of the candidates. So in my mind, I feel like it's just a, you know what I'm saying, you trying to grab some votes. You're doing it for shock value. You hoping that it turned out to be what you want. But, you know, November is coming. As every day, you know, flipping the calendar, it's getting closer and closer. I don't like it because you waited so long. Like, hell, this is October. I mean, this is August, and you looking at somebody that we got to research this person. I mean, I know she done said some things that the teaching union, they weren't so pleased about, you know, earlier on. So I got to go back and look at that. I mean, I'm going to probably by default, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do. But it's like, you know, we got to make sure that, yeah, these people are who they are, but they represent what we want them to represent if we put enough pressure on them. They going to do what they want to do if they think they can, you know what I'm saying, can get away with it. But, you know, we got to apply pressure and make sure that the people that get this next, you know, 4 years doing what the fuck they're supposed to be doing. So, Joe Biden, I don't know. You ain't my guy at all. But I try to ride with you due to the circumstances because it's them and then it's y'all. So, but don't make me be feeling like a loser if this thing pan out for what, you know what I'm saying, what it is.
Well, my loser is the Democratic Party.
Loser.
Because you have 4 years. You have 4 years to pick a solid candidate, a solid ticket.
Yeah.
A solid ticket. You have four. You knew.
To work them up.
Soon as Trump went in office in 2016, y'all was supposed to go ahead, go to work, and say, hey, let's go ahead and get a winning ticket together. Did you do that? No.
If y'all had to build some motherfuckers.
Y'all scrambled together to the last minute, and look what you got. The two motherfuckers that was arguing with each other, doing debates the most.
Yeah.
They couldn't stand each other. Now they working together? You want me to believe this? This supposed to be? Come on, bro. Like, come on, man. I mean, listen. Democrats, y'all dropped the ball. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna make people feel bad. Like, you know, we already know that the presidential race brings out the ugliness in America from both sides. We just see how people react to it. And y'all didn't help the situation, man. You know, y'all had 4 years, and it took y'all 3 years and damn near 4 years to come up with this nigga that wasn't even...
Like, so we got 3 months before the election. Less than three
months.
So
who ran for president last time? Did Joe Biden even run for president last time? I don't think
he was trying to. He did.
Did he?
Yeah, because he was. Wasn't he trying to against Hillary?
I think it was Hillary and Bernie, right? It was Hillary and Bernie.
It was Hillary and Bernie. You right.
So yeah, so Joe didn't even run last time. You know what I'm saying? And y'all just brought him out there, and oh man, so Democrats, y'all my big losers, man. Y'all should do better, man. So yeah, but we're not a political podcast at all.
Yeah, so, but this kind of affects us, but yeah.
So Biden Harris, 2020.
Yeah.
The two that they couldn't stand each other are now on the same ticket. This man went out and said, I'm going to pick a black woman for my running mate. And he backed himself into a corner, and it almost came down to it. He was going to pick the senator from Minnesota, Michigan, or somewhere like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I thought he was going to pick a dude. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping so.
I was like, he going to pick, like, Mayor Pete or somebody like that. Like, he should have picked somebody truly progressive as a VP. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Kamala's going to do it. But, you know, good luck to all y'all, man. You know, we'll see how this goes. Well, it's that time of the show. Queen Germ, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout-outs go a little something like this, man. Shout-out to B-Eazy, it's all right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch. Short T.
You did it already.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm high as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Stacks, MJ Money 9S, RT3, J Will. Shout-out to Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston. Shout-out to Amazing AP. Shout-out to Dragon Lady. Shout-out to Sleazy the Black Farmer. Shout-out to... 12 Cow and everybody over the 12 Cow podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brazen, everybody, Dr. Brazen Network. Shout out to Disrespect Motherfucker MJ, Dr. Cam, Truck Driver K Law. Shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with the kid. Shout out to any other podcast to deal with us. And shout out to anybody that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, y'all know the routine, man. Hit the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Don't forget to like, rate, comment, subscribe. Listen, Queen Germ, say bye to the people. Queen Germ. This your boy, King Germ. Queen Germ's out of here, man. Yeah, as y'all know, she has the bladder of a midget. So, signing off. This is the Frocast, episode 417. I'm doing it alone because Queen Germ had to run to the restroom. But we still love y'all. See y'all next week. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com